5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, welcome aboard, everybody. January 19th, 2021, Tuesday. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 3, Episode 5. Lock it up, everybody. Good afternoon. Another beautiful day where we broadcast live every day for a one-hour show here from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida. Got up this morning. I'm an early bird these days. The older you get, man, you can't lay in bed as much. I got up at 6 a.m., popped out of bed, amped up as usual. Woke up to about 51 degrees, chilly willy here in the city here. And let me tell you, I know you guys are laughing over there from Michigan and Ohio, where my damn numbers are off the chain in Ohio. Thank you for listening, Columbus. 63% of the female gender is locked and loaded to your boy. I appreciate my female gender. Love them to death. And they're listening in rows here. We are consisted of 13 countries, including the United States. We have 12 states that listen to us within the United States and 15 cities in damn Florida. Orlando can't shut me off. They're leader of the pack. Okay, they have taken over the King of the Mountain, which used to be Fort Myers. They're 2, St. Petersburg 3, damn Northport and Venice love me. And then, of course, the damn Sucios out there in the 305, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, were amped up. The only people, yeah, damn Manatee County, where I basically get in my car right now, and within 20 minutes, I'll be in Manatee County. And they decided that, you know, Palmetto is amped up. All right, Palmetto is my leader in the Manatee County, followed by damn Bradenton and Parrish, okay, that decided to participate. We appreciate that. But anyway, today's show here is sponsored to you by SuncoastCarService.com. You know, these days, I know it was real trendy to call Uber, real convenient on your phone with the apps and all that. But I'll tell you, Uber and the all Lyft and the whole rideshare business, they've gotten as bad as damn, you know, yellow cab, man. They really have. The prices are outrageous. People come and pick you up where the cars aren't so nice and they're small and they're cramped and you have a housewife with rollers, hugging her GPS because she's so damn lost, man. None of that, man. Get a professional service. Go to SuncoastCarService.com. They're amped up. They have professional drivers dressed up in a tie. They'll pick you up. They have flat rates from Sarasota to the Tampa airport to Punta Gorda, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg. Lock it up. SuncoastCarService.com. Hit them up for and make sure that you arrange the airport ride 24 hours in advance. Lock it up. And what they're really good at, try finding a ride share at 4 or 5 in the morning when you got a 6 a.m. flight. Lock it up. SuncoastCarService.com sponsors the show today. We appreciate them. You have no trouble finding the show because the numbers are absolutely off the charts. We broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard. You can go to the Anchor podcast. We go Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is that you go to any search engine, whether it's Google, Yahoo, Bing. If you're an old fart, you go to AOL. You put it any search engine. You put it in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the page there. And definitely going to dominate the page there. And if we'd like for our audience to participate in the show, whether it's hate mail or it's lovey-dovey stuff, go ahead and drop me an email. Give me your opinion, srqtalk@gmail.com. Or better yet, we got a real cool feature on our website by going to srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to leave an opinion or to talk to us. Let your voice be heard. And if it's any good, your boys Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous, baby, and put you on the air. We normally, it's a 1 hour show, top of the hour. It's usually local, national, and Florida news. And today, pretty sleepy day here, man. In the Sun Coast, we're just chilling, laid back here. You're either a millionaire or a tourist or in between trying to catch the crumbs that fall off their damn plate, baby. We ain't got much happening here in Sarasota. There is a couple of things I'd like to make you aware of. Of course, our show, seasons 1 and 2, were basically hijacked by the COVID-19 pandemic life that we still can't shake. But we're not so obsessed anymore with it. It's not driving the show. We'll give you informative information because that's what the SRQ Talk Show, it's all about. It's keeping you in the know, baby. It's your boy, Roy. You got it locked into the SRQ Talk Show. We're going to start off the day with giving Manatee County, where my numbers are damn in the toilet. Okay, I don't know what your problem is, Palmetto, Bradenton, and Parrish. My only damn three representatives within the county. Amp it up, man. I mean, we got Orlando off the charts, okay, as far as listenership. We got Fort Myers that used to be the king of the mountain. It's just that Orlando came too strong and took it over. They're second. We got St. Petersburg. You heard that, Tampa? We don't need you, Tampa. We got St. Pete, and we like St. Pete better. They got beaches. You don't. Okay, yeah. Don't hate, man. You don't got any beaches, Tampa. You don't. All you got is Super Bowl contending and Tom Brady. We're going to talk about that on the bottom of the hour, baby. We got up kind of in a moody mood because we dropped 4 out of 5 yesterday, man. You heard me right. Yeah, it's not whatever. We definitely tanked yesterday. Out of the 5 games we picked, we lost 4. We came out of the gates at 63% at 10-6, and now 11-10, man. We're a little bit over the Mendoza line, 1 game over 500, 11-10, and we're going to try to take care of that with your lock of the day in the NBA and NHL. There's only a couple of games. Actually, my two favorite new teams besides the Miami Heat, the Utah Jazz, and the Denver Nuggets. I think they're the ones that are on the docket today, and we'll be excited about that. So, but like I said, we bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the top of the line on regardless of what's going on. And yeah, and just to be corrected, the word police was out, man. And yesterday, apparently, I told you that the damn inauguration was today. And I kept on saying within 24 hours or whatever. But, you know, we all know it's usually on January 20th, baby. And tomorrow is the day that your 46th president of the United States gets sworn in. Joseph Biden, baby, is going to take over. And we got some news on his first 100 days. His first 100 days is going to be damn. Yeah, it's a little scary, man. But whatever, that's who you voted for. And I'm going to accept it, concede, and we're going to transfer power tomorrow. I think Trump's probably out of the White House already. But anyway, let's start with Manatee County. We got good news. It's not all doomsday bad news here. Manatee County 311 callers will begin randomly selecting names within the Manatee County vaccination standby pool to book vaccination appointments. The vaccines are available for seniors ages 65 and above and will be distributed at Bennett Park on Thursday and Friday. Lock it up, you heard? You were bitching about your vaccines, and they're finally here. The vaccines are available for an additional 3,000 were actually sent to Manatee County. The vaccines are available for seniors 65 and over and will be distributed at Bennett Park on Thursday and Friday. And this is this Thursday and Friday. We call it Little Friday and then All Football Friday. 600 doses are being reserved, stashed away, put on the side for healthcare workers who can enroll in a similar vaccination standby pool for patient-facing healthcare workers only. Okay, those appointments will also be scheduled for Thursday and Friday, 300 doses each day by appointment between 8 and 9 a.m. and then again between 3 and 4 p.m. each day at Bennett Park. Lock it up. SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know, is the purpose of the show here. And let me go over that again. The appointments for the vaccination for the 600 doses for people over 65 and over and for healthcare workers, Those appointments will be scheduled for this Thursday and Friday, 300 doses each day by appointment between 8 and 9 a.m. and 3 and 4 p.m. at Bennett Park. Seniors should look for a call from a number. And I know that everybody doesn't answer their phone. People give you the FU button. They definitely are afraid to answer the phone these days. Why? I have no idea. It's because of the creditors, man, and the nonsense avatars that they get your information, other companies selling your information. And, you know, I wonder how people even get sales like that. People hate cold calls. But anyway, seniors should look for a call on their caller ID at 941-342-4300 is the number that will appear. If they miss the call, 311 callers will try one more time later in the day. And if there's no answer, after two attempts, the caller's name will be placed back in the standby pool, to make room for another person for an appointment. Whatever. No, you heard that? Okay, so if you don't answer the phone, and don't be afraid to answer it, if you get a local 941 number, 342-4300, answer the damn phone. That's to confirm your damn appointment, okay? And if you get the voicemail or you launched at the phone and it hung up, don't call back, okay? Yeah, they don't want you calling 311 back, okay, because you missed the damn call. They're going to try again one more time, and you better answer it this time, okay? The 311 callers will try once more later in the day if there's no answer after two attempts, and then you're shit out of luck. The caller's name will be placed back in the standby pool to make room for another person that will answer the phone. There you go, keeping you in the know. And do not call, I repeat, do not call the 311 to ask if you have been selected. And what are people going to do? First thing they're going to do is call back. Whatever. Yeah, 84,000 parties have pre-registered for the standby pool already, okay? Because couples are included in that total. The actual number of people in the pool is 133,500 people, man. Those who are in the standby pool do not need to do anything more at this time. Seniors ages 65 and older can register for the waiting list online by going to VS and Victor, okay? That's vax.mymanatee.org any time of the day. Episode 5 of season 3 here. Your boy Roy SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know, man. That's the whole purpose. Knowledge is power, man. And let me see, before we get to the more dominated news, which is the national news, of course, on the eve of the inauguration, there's going to be pardons by Trump. We're going to take a look at what Biden decides to do with the damn immigration policy. He's not building the wall. He's damn knocking it down. And we got all these tree swingers from South America and Central America lining up, man. They're road tripping. They're hiking. They're hitchhiking. They're doing everything to get to the border because people are just going to be let in. And be careful what you wish for. All your jobs are going to be taken, man. Absolutely. You want equality? There we go. That's the best country in the world. Country of immigrants. We're opening our arms. Everybody come in. Criminals, everybody you want to come in from Central America. Now, we're not even going to do a background check. Who cares if you have family and not here? Who cares if you have housing? You don't care, man. Just come on in, man. You know, go to your local damn produce farmer and ask for a job, damn it. Keeping you in the know. Don't hate on the messenger, man. As I take a sip of my damn Starbucks coffee there. It's off the damn chain. I'm not a little Pristo. I can do Folgers, Maxwell House. I can do damn dirt, 7-Eleven, in the know, man. January 19, 2021, man, 21 days into the year already. Let's see what else we got here as far as local news, because we will keep our eye on the time. We're already halfway through the show. Why? Because your time flies with your boy Roy here. And how about the females at damn 63% locked in, all in with your boy Roy here? They can't get enough of me either, and I can't blame them. Their damn other partners are damn boring, man. So we told you about the Manatee County receiving 3,000 more COVID, and the Bennett Park is going to be amped up, man. Make sure you get in. Do not call back 311 and be a damn annoying vomit, man. Why am I a little cranky? I'm a little cranky, man, because we fell yesterday. We had five games on the lock of the day, and guess what? We lost about what? How many? Four of them, man. Absolutely atrocious display of picking games. That's what happens when you're in a rush, man. We got all cocky. We were 10-6, but all sports on the bottom of the hour, and I encourage you to stay tuned because we're going to get this right today. All right, so anything, not much happening in the local front, man. There's a couple of dirtbags. Let me see, that got arrested for outstanding racketeering and warrant. Let's find out who these dirtbags are, man. Because, and of course, they're Latin, a damn disgrace to the damn race, man, in Manatee. And all the bad news always comes out of Manatee. Why is that, man? Why can't you guys get it together, man? And stop being a damn disgrace to the race, man. You damn freaking Latins, man. And then you want more of them coming in? You know what, man? We're just going to move on. We're having internet issues here, as usual. And the show doesn't get edited, man. This ain't your damn fake radio shows on AM and FM, okay? Fucking fake news, always with an agenda. Your boy Roy's got no agenda here, man. All I want is internet and to be left in peace, man. Is that too much to damn ask for? Oh, why does he sound like he's away from the mic? Whatever. Because I am, bitch. I'm away from the mic. I'm not going to edit it so it could be here friendly for you. Listen, if you don't want to listen, don't worry about it, man. I got people amped up in Orlando listening to me all day, man. Okay, it's an embarrassment that Sarasota is actually not number one on my listenership. But you know what? I'll take it, man. Sarasota's number three. We'll let Sarasota slide, man. Not everybody appeals to me. Who's going to want to listen to this damn obnoxious New Yorker rambling on some damn podcast, man? Well, some people do. All right, so we're back in action here, and we're already over half the show, so we're going to have to amp it up here because I wanted to get this story in. Let me see about these dirtbags. They don't even deserve the airplay, honestly, man, but let's keep you in the know out there in Bradenton. Even though, does Bradenton listen? Is Bradenton out there? No, they're a damn vomit. They don't want to tune into the show. Two men arrested, and I bet they're Latin. Just by the looks of them, I can already tell they're damn disgraces to the damn race, man. Two arrested on outstanding racketeering warrant. Family members arrested during an altercation. There you go. You have a couple of Corona beards, and you get all Mr. Tough Guy. Here we go. Bradenton, two men were arrested by the Manatee County Sheriff's Office on an outstanding warrant from damn all the way in 2007. What? 14 years ago, man. Oh, there we go. Feliz and Juan Falcon were arrested on January 15th by the U.S. Marshal Task Force and the Manatee County Warrants Unit. The warrants arose from a 2007 racketeering investigation conducted by the Manatee County Sheriff's Office Gang Unit. The suspect had been evading capture since 09, and officers were tipped off a damn rat. It's always a rat, man. They drop the dime on you, and officers were tipped off to their location. The 2007 Manatee County Sheriff's Office conducted Operation Tidal Wave, and 14 individuals, sir, 13 criminal street gang members were arrested for their crimes as related to the gang. In 2009, as the gang activity in the county persisted, deputies conducted Operation Receding Water in this second racketeering investigation. Another 14 members of the criminal street gang, Sir 13, were, I guess that's the MS-13, or is that just Sir 13 now? We got anybody charged with racketeering, conspiracy to commit racketeering. Members of the U.S. Marshal Task Force in the Manatee County Sheriff's Office located and arrested Juan and Felice Falcon at the residence in Bradenton. During the arrest, four family members attacked law enforcement officers Lorenza and Micaela Falcon, along with Diana Dominguez and Rodel Reyes, were all charged with battery on LEO and resisting arrest. There were no injuries in the suspect's deputies. So you damn idiots. So they come in to arrest these damn losers that have been in the streets running wild for 14 years trying to be little pretend damn gangsters, okay? And you're gonna attack the police that's trying to arrest these losers? You damn disgrace. Get the hell out of here. And this is what concerns me about what I've been hearing about Biden knocking down the wall instead of building one. Biden to propose an 8-year citizenship path for immigrants. Yeah, just like these damn losers, so they can come here and act all gangster and stuff and be losers and just suck off of our taxes by going on welfare and not paying child support and being a damn disgrace to the Latin damn race. Okay. The legislation puts Biden on track to deliver on major campaign promises important to Latino voters and other immigrant communities. President-elect Joe Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration, hoping to provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status. And that number could be actually bigger. There's probably 11 million just in damn Miami alone. Okay. And let me see, without a massive reversal from the Trump administration's harsh immigration policies, the legislation puts Biden on track to deliver on a major campaign promise important to Latino voters and other damn immigrant communities after 4 years of Donald Trump's restrictive policies and mass deportations. It provides one of the fastest pathways to citizenship for those living without legal status of any measure in recent years, but it fails to include the traditional trade-off for enhanced border security favored by Republicans. You see what I mean, man? We're getting nothing in return for this. Making a passage in a narrowly divided Congress in doubt, man. There you go. We're going to give everything to everybody. Nobody's going to give nothing to us. Just the business as usual here. Expect it to run hundreds of pages. The bill is set to be introduced after Biden takes the oath of office on Wednesday, according to a person familiar with the legislation and granted an animosity to discuss it, man. As a candidate, Biden called Trump's actions on immigration an unrelenting assault on American values and said he would undo the damage while continuing to maintain border enforcement. Right, that remains to be seen, buddy. Under the legislation, those living in the U.S. as of January 1st, 2021, with legal status will have a 5-year path to temporary legal status or a green card. If they pass a background check, pay taxes, and fulfill other basic requirements that any other damn American has to do, okay? From there, it's a 3-year path to naturalization if they decide to pursue citizenship. You're damn right they're going to pursue it. So that's unbelievable, man. Let's read that again. Under legislation, those living in the U.S. as of January 1st, 2021, without legal status, will have a 5-year path. All right, I just wanted to clear that up. For some immigrants, the process will be quicker. So-called dreamers, the young people who arrived in the U.S. illegally as children, as well as agriculture workers and people under temporary protective status, could qualify more immediately for green cards if they are working or in school and meet other requirements. There you go. So you wanted equality. You wanted everybody. You want to knock down the wall. Guess what's going to happen to your jobs? It's going to go to some tree swinging Central American guy that doesn't speak English. They're going to come and they're going to flood our cities, man. You know what? Good for you. That's what you wanted. That's what you voted for. Good luck with that, man. I'm getting my passport, man. I'm going to Canada and going to watch hockey. The bill is not as comprehensive as the last major immigration overhaul proposed when Biden was vice president during the Obama administration, man. You know, that's unbelievable, man. This is just horrible news. For example, if It does not include a robust border security element, but rather calls for coming up with strategies, nor does it create any new guest worker or other visa programs. It does address some of the root causes of migration from Central America to the United States and provides grants for workforce development in English learning. Yeah, right. You think they're going to learn the English language? You are damn in freaking denial, okay? Biden is expected to take swift executive actions to reverse other Trump immigration actions, including an end to the prohibition on arrivals from several predominantly Muslim countries. There we go. Let all the terrorists in, man. During the Democratic primary, Biden consistently named immigration action as one of his day one priorities, pointing to the range of executive powers he could invoke to reverse Trump's policies. Biden allies and even some Republicans have identified immigration as a major issue where the new administration could find common ground with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and enough other GOP senators to avoid the stalemate that has vexed administrations of both parties in decades. This damn story is getting me fucking nauseous already, all right? It's getting me damn nauseous. And look at that. We're on the top of the hour, man. In other words, Biden's going to let everybody in, man. Muslims, terrorists, immigrants, tree swingers, people with bones in their nose a week ago. You know how to drive? Doesn't matter. Know how to speak English? Doesn't matter. Get the hell out of here, man. That's basically, I hate to end the show on a down note like that, man. But that is scary, man. That is scary. I did want to get in one more story. Let's see if we have time here real quick. It's on the Donald Trump's pardons, man. He's going to pardon some people. And I believe it includes little Dan Wheezy. How about that? Little Wayne might get his charges dropped from a gun incident. Trump's clemency list could stir up controversy. Of course, anything Trump is going to be controversy. And guess what's going to happen to your ratings or your news channels that have gotten soars in viewership and everything because of Trump? Guess what? Not no more. See you later, okay? It's not going to happen. All your ratings are going to go down since Trump isn't in the news. And if you think that, I'm not lying to you. Check the numbers. Trump has skyrocketed the ratings in the newscast. And, they'll probably be around for the next year, supposedly. But now that Trump's gone, man, we'll see what's going to happen to him in the aftermath of his presidency. We'll see how he's going to reinvent himself and who's gonna side with him or not. But anyway, guys, we only do an hour show. We're up against the clock as usual, and Anchor is going to knock us off. I do want to thank our sponsor of the day today, which is SuncoastCarService.com. If you need to get to the Tampa Airport from Sarasota, St. Pete, Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, call them 24 hours in advance. Go to the website. You can just arrange it there. You don't even have to make a phone call. Just go ahead and put in your request within 24 hours, and a professional driver will be there 24 hours a day. They're open. SuncoastCarService.com. Lock it up. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Hit me up on an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave me a voicemail at srqtalk.com by going to the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to go ahead and leave me a message there. Yep, man, I was going to tell you about the clemency, but I'll tell you on the other side. We're going to go all sports now.
Oh, thank you.